This is the Warrior Mind Podcast, and I'm your host, Greg Swanson. Podcasting from beautiful Bend, Oregon, the Warrior Mind Podcast is a personal empowerment series that provides you the information required to develop a mindset of a warrior, maximize your human potential, and achieve peak performance. The Warrior Mind Podcast is produced every week for your enjoyment, and show notes and links can be found at www.warriormindcoach.com/blog. Please come back often and feel free to add the podcast to your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. If this is your first time listening, thanks for coming. If you're returning, thank you for your continued support. This is episode 458, and today we're going to be talking about the hero's journey and embracing your hero's journey. I know I've talked about this in several other podcasts, but this keeps coming up again with my clients, and this was the impetus behind my private one-on-one retreat, Warrior's Quest. So with the hero's journey, and if you think to Star Wars as a perfect example of the hero's journey, this was a mythological stages of archetypes that Joseph Campbell talked about. And he noticed that in everybody's life, we go through this, or we go through it maybe aware or not aware. And depending on if we're aware, we can purposely walk through these stages. If we're not aware, we may get distracted and may try to resolve this conflict in other way, internal conflict in other ways. So there's three basic stages for the hero's journey. One is the departure, one is the initiation, and one is the return. So what happens is in the departure, the hero gets a feeling that the ordinary world, the world that they're in, isn't satisfying. There's something missing. There's something that needs fixing, or they need some fulfillment. There's an uneasiness in us. And this shows up many, many times for people who come to me, my clients, in that their job isn't satisfying anymore. There's something going on here, or they project it on their job, they project it on their relationships, they project it someplace else. But really what's coming to it is that the world that they're existing in right now isn't satisfying them at some level. And this is where the departure can happen really quickly. For some individuals, they will go try to numb that pain through drugs, alcohol, sex, divorces, affairs, etc. Others will just forget about it. Overeating is another way. Others will just, you know, suck it up and suffer. And then there's those that want to look deeper and try to go through this metamorphosis change. And they'll either do some self-development on themselves, they'll go to workshops, they'll hire a coach. But what that is when they do that step, it's they're acknowledging this call to the adventure. So we look at our life as an adventure, or I hope we do. And when we get this feeling, then there's this call to the adventure. We're being beckoned. We're being pulled towards some sort of a call through the adventure. And then we have to cross over this threshold, and that is leaving our ordinary world behind and stepping on the path of the adventure. Now, this is all metaphorical. Of course, you know, this could be in your real life that you hire a coach, you go to a workshop, you start to cross that threshold saying, I want to develop something more. And you don't quit your job, but you are actively pursuing something that may be more satisfying. And so after you cross this first threshold, you're going to have some trials, some tribulations. You may meet some new friends, maybe some enemies. And these enemies, these trials and tribulations are external challenges on your adventure. And friends will show up to help you through it. And these foes, normally, again, is metaphorical, the foes are the foes in your mind. The obstacles are really in your mind. So this hero's journey helps take the physical and transcends it into the mental, the emotional, and the spiritual. And then as you continue to go through these trials, you're going to find this mentor who shows up. And the mentor will show up. You may seek them out. You know, this could be Obi-Wan Kenobi. This could be Gandalf the Grey. You know, you look at these stories and they're so captivating. You know, The Hobbit, The Lord of the Rings, Star Wars, even The Matrix, they all subscribe to this theme, and this is why they become so popular, is because we resonate as people. We resonate with what's happening. And when we can take a look and identify more with what's going on, the more that we can take a look at our life itself. So once we get this mentor helps us go into the dragon's lair. And this is where our biggest ultimate danger is. And in the dragon's lair, see, the dragon in the movies hides the treasure. So that treasure is the power that we own within, and we haven't discovered it yet. And we have to go into the dragon's lair. And then we're faced with this moment of despair where we can't defeat this dragon. We don't care how many things we have. We have this moment of despair, and that's where our friends and our mentor come in to help us battle this dragon, slay this dragon, and put it aside. And then we have the ultimate treasure. So we find what is powerful within us. We find this treasure, and then we embrace it. And then after we embrace it, we turn around and start going home. And we go back to our reality, if you will. And at that point, we get back. There is this rebirth of who we are. We feel compelled to go back to where we left to help those others around. And so you can look at that as the champion's return, a rebirth of sense. So this is in a very short podcast. This is those hero steps. And what I would like you to take a look at is, where are you on this journey? One, I would encourage you to embrace it. Embrace this hero's journey. If you're feeling an uneasiness in you, that could be, you know, step one or step two, in that you're disillusioned with your ordinary world and you're feeling a call to do something else. And when you can feel that call to do something else, that's step one and two of your venture, right? That's stage one, the departure. And then look for those signs that will help you continue to move. And again, this isn't, you don't have to go out to the woods in the forest and climb mountains to do this. This is just also done in your ordinary life, but it has to be done with awareness and consciousness and purposefulness. And this may mean that you have to sit and meditate and journal and write. You may have to get a coach like myself. You may have to participate in a weekend event, a private weekend event like I offer on the Warrior's Quest, or it could be a more group type oriented one. But I will say that the best way, because if you look at this hero's journey, the step four is where the friends come in. And this is where you need step four and step five is the friends and the mentor. You can't do this journey alone. It's not done alone. You look at the Star Wars and Matrix and The Hobbit and Lord of the Rings. The hero there doesn't do it alone. They have friends. They have mentors. They have different individuals. So don't try to do this alone, because you can't. You don't have the knowledge to navigate the internal geography of the hero's journey. You need somebody there to help you with it. But the key is in this first couple of stages, right? The ordinary world is like, this isn't filling me up anymore. And then I need to go out and do something big. I need to go do something big with my life. And when you get to that point, that's when you would start to maybe read or watch the movies again through a sense of adventure, through a sense not just of entertainment. There's great books out there. Get a hold of Joseph Campbell's videos and start to embrace and understand what this hero's journey is, and then start to look at who can your mentors be, who can your friends be to help you. And I would be cautious with sharing this calling with people. They may think you're crazy and they may think it's midlife crisis. They'll tell you to go out and get laid. It'll be fine. Go out for a weekend in Hawaii, whatever. that's not going to solve it. That's going to numb the pain or numb the discomfort only temporarily. And then in a few weeks or months, you're going to be back to where you were before. So what I would ask you to do with for this next week, and again, we're getting into a point of the seasons where this internal work is so important. The Octobers, the Novembers, Decembers, this is we're getting into the end of the fall and the winter. And we want to be able to do some of this internal work. So when the spring comes next year, we can make our rebirth. We can have our champions return. So go through this. Look at these steps. Go over to warriormindcoach.com. Then use the pull down menu and go to the blog. And this is where this podcast is hosted. And look through the three stages and the 10 steps to this hero's journey. And see where you're at. Feel where you're at. And then devise a plan. Maybe reach out to me for coaching. Maybe reach out to a friend for coaching. Maybe find somebody, an elder in your tribe, in your community that can help you walk through these stages. But it is important. This is such a critical transformation. You could consider this a rites of passage. And we in the Western society have just done away with rites of passage. And they are so, so important to us because it helps us leave behind what got us to where we want to where we are, but also it takes us to a place where we want to go. So there's boys to men. When there's an initiation from boys to men, you leave the boy psychology behind. You no longer can fall back on that. That boy psychology got you to a certain point. The girl psychology got you to a certain point. But there's girls to women, boys to men. That's a rites of passage. And if we don't go through it, we then become internally confused because we have all these different psychologies trying to work together. We're viewing the world through a 4-year-old, through a 10-year-old, through a 12-year-old, through a 20-year-old, and we can't make sense of it. And this is why we're so confused a lot of times, is because we don't have these rites of passage, which this hero's journey is a rites of passage. And I would say that this usually shows up as, quote, midlife crisis, but there is no crisis. It's just a midlife rebirth. So anywhere from 30, even though it's not midlife, 30 to 55, I have had clients, I myself experienced it later on. So take a look at where you are. Where do you want to be? How do you want to show up for the rest of your life? And start to embrace your hero's journey. Thanks for listening to the Warrior Mind Podcast. If you liked what you've heard, please tell your friends and subscribe by your favorite RSS feed or iTunes. Also, make sure you check out www.warriormindtraining.com. Until next time, live with courage. And remember, every facet, every compartment of your mind is to be programmed by you. And unless you take your rightful responsibility to program your own mind, the world will program it for you.